It's my favourite day of the week. It's hump day, which means we get to chat to our love doctor, Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and you can catch up with her yourself at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dana.
We have plenty of questions coming in. You can always call me. All the questions are anonymous. The number is 654-11-981 or pop them in our question box at Instagram, 981 Power FM. Our first question, Kim, is can we talk about the idea of the one? Why is it romanticised? Is it really true that we, or do we have many ones throughout our lifetime? Interesting question.
It is actually, isn't it? Look, you know, the one makes the so many great movies, doesn't it? You know,
imagine life without
the concept of the one. How dull. You know, it's Christmas time. We wouldn't be watching Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine if that didn't exist. Look, it's true that we connect with some people better than others, obviously. However, is there only one, the one? You know, I don't think so. There are many variables that make a good relationship, having common interests, similar sex drive, similar beliefs, our personality, you know, so we could likely be very happy with several different people based on different combinations of those variables. So, you know, and of course, every relationship involves hard work. You know, if we think we're going to meet the one and it's all going to be romantic like in the movies and we don't have to try at it, well, you know, it's just going to fail miserably. Even with the one and the various ones, we've still got to work at it. So
yeah.
I think, you know, there's several people out there for all of us that we could make a relationship with. However, if my husband's listening, darling, you are the one and the only one, and that's what I'm sticking to.
I think you're so right that, you know, it's a relationship is something you really do have to work at. Let's go to question two. My partner and I are currently expecting. I feel bloated and not sexy, and he still wants sexy time. I do want it too, but I just feel like a whale. Any tips?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to put out there that even whales get jiggy with it, so let's not sell them all out. You know, so it doesn't matter on our size. It's still Mother Nature at its best. So,
I'll bet.
Yeah. So secondly, you know, you've got your partner's baby inside you. Of course you're feeling bloated. But clearly your partner's finding you sexy still. You
know, great news, really, as they should.
Yeah, that's right. If you physically don't feel like being intimate, you know, pregnancies don't make us feel great, you know, you need to let him know that that's not on the agenda because you really don't feel well. However, if you feel like you've got a bit of an itch that needs scratching, well, then don't worry about that bloating. You know, that's part of you carrying the child that you created through love. And if your partner's not, you know, worried about it, you know, go scratch that itch, girl. You know, get in there. Don't worry about it. You know, I think explaining to her partner, though, as well, that she's not feeling sexy. And you'd be amazed how many men find pregnant women sexy and attractive. So go for it. Don't worry about the wild thing.
Back to communication again, which I love.
Absolutely.
We're chatting with our love doctor. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and you can catch up with her yourself at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. As always, happy hump day, Kim, and thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Dana.